Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of RPT, Red Pill Tamales. It's your boy. Y'all already know, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. We kind of have been pulled in different directions. So if you're hearing this right now, you're probably surprised. Like, bro, what happened to Wednesday's episode? It's already Thursday. And it's late in the day by the time he got this up. But hey, thank you guys so much for bearing with us. Just to give you a quick inside scoop, behind the scenes, inside baseball. All right, so my wife is at the clinic right now with the baby. We were at urgent care all last night. We ended up leaving because it was like, hey man, it's finna be midnight. Like, they're just gonna give her Motrin and like a wet towel or something. I don't know, take a cool bath. So anyway, it's been one of those nights and one of those mornings. Shout out to my wife, man. She had a bad cough and she actually had to like take a day off from her podcast, her lounge podcast. We haven't been doing cafecito time, but either way, we're here. All right. We're not going to just dwell on todo lo negativo, carnal, because we have been killing it as well. We've been on the road. First of all, man, shout out to all the sponsors that we have. Thank you guys, man. They're sponsoring the creativity. They keeping the machine going. They taking care of us, man, with lots of product. Endozondo CBD, bro. I hit him up. I was like, bro, I know y'all not a sponsor, man, but like, you know, sometimes del jiu-jitsu, carnal, de repente la espalda, la rodilla, you know, you start nursing injuries. So shout out to them, man. They sent me a nice little care package. Big shout out to Mary's Creek Cattle Company. Hit them up, please. M3CTX.com. They got that good grass-fed beef. You just reserve your half a steer or your full steer. Just a $400 deposit. That's nothing. These days, that's like two trips to the groceries. But this is your deposit to reserve from the inventory of a Texas-raised, clean, grass-finished beef. You can get the half steer. That's what we did. So I'm actually a customer. We got the half steer. Oh, man, I forget how many months ago. But, like, we still have a whole freezer full of beef. I have a brisket right now, defrosting, that I think I want to make birria. Check out my YouTube channel. I'm going to try it, some little beef birria. But anyway, hit them up, man. Hit up the website, m3ctx.com. Mary's Creek Cattle Company, right here out of Victoria, Texas. Much, much, much love to them. Like I said, I'm also a customer. And these days, man, you got to cover all your bases. You don't want to get caught slipping, dog. You know they trying to hate on beef, big dog. So handle your business, take care of your family, give them something delicious. Also, major, 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 major shout out to Tehuacan Mineral Water. Here we are, man. We're creeping up on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And there was a General Zaragoza. I believe that was his name, man. But it gets real interesting, dog. But he was down there in Puebla, Mexico, bro. I don't know if he discovered it, but he had some. I'm going to do my research because we're going to do a video. But Tehuacan Mineral Water is like super delicious because it's natural. Has that nice mineral taste. I don't like that regular plastic bottle water, de la manguera, carnal. Like, it just be tasting like plastic and chlorine. This right here is super delicious. It takes 8 years for that water to trickle through the volcanic rock. Y sale con ganas, carnal. It got that fizz, you know what I'm saying? Many would say it's superior to Topo Chico. Many people say, lots of people. I talk to many people and they're all saying it. They're like, you know, Topo Chico's great. They're good. They're good. But Tehuacan mineral water, it's the next level. Major shout out to them, man. They're supporting us. They're showing love. They sponsor me in general. Ahorita me siento como NASCAR, carnal, porque ahorita estos vatos, they really, really showing love. Also, Pie Tequila, man. As y'all know, I will be at the Houston House of Blues June 16th. We're going to pack it out and sell it out. And, of course, Pie Tequila will be in the Heezy, in the house. I will have a bottle on stage. You know what I'm talking about? TABC, we good. You know what I mean? It's going to be registered and all that. I ain't trying to get Live Nation in trouble sneaking in Pie Tequila bottles because we're going to make sure they got some on deck. But major shout out to Pie Tequila, man. That black bottle, no manches, bro. Like, it's super smooth. The other day I had some lemonade with chia seeds in it. I hit it with some of that Tehuacan just to give it the bubbles. And then I backed over with some Pie Tequila, carnal. Y haz de cuenta que, no hombre, mi vieja nomás la tenía al puro pedo, carnal. I'm just saying, you ain't gonna be hungover. It's super smooth and delicious. Major shout out to Pie Tequila. So this is RPT, man. Red Pill Tamales. Let's check out what I got going on my Twitter page, man. Let me know how these mics sound. We about 5.5 minutes in, but these are brand new mics. And like I said, it's been a crazy morning. And I've been experimenting with StreamYard.com, where it's cool because you can have, it's super functional. You can have words scrolling down the bottom, like tour dates. I'm gonna be in College Station, you know, this weekend, May 6th, the day of the Canelo fight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Big Cinnamon. So StreamYard is cool, but I noticed the audio, man, even if we had these nice podcast mics, it still was sounding like it was going through the internet, bro. Y el pinche AI me están haciendo hate, carnal. El AI se está adelantando. But make sure y'all follow me on Twitter if y'all jam that RPT, the Red Pill Tamales. That's where I put all my, like, on my, you know what I mean? Like, we talking about the economy. We talking about, like what's going to happen with the petrodollar, BRICS. I mean, these are kind of, like, interesting, to me, interesting subjects, very important things because, you know, to everybody listening, all the adults, man, if you got kids, you got family, you got parents, you got siblings, you want to kind of know what's going on. Like, hey, you know, are people going to start pulling their cash at the bank? You know, how bad is inflation going to get? Do we need to get a garden going? You know, are they going to ban gas stoves? Like, I think New York started that. Like, is there social unrest? What's up with the crime? What's up with these 15-minute cities? What does that mean? What's going on? So I try to take an entertaining approach to it. I think it's important. But, you know, people be getting triggered and you're not supposed to talk about politics, carnal. And it's like, bro, how bad does the border have to get for us to talk about how they going to lose up to 100,000 kids, bro? Like, what are they called? Unaccompanied minors, carnal. They just give them to a sponsor, air quote, sponsor. Like, what role are these NGOs playing? Like, these 1,500 soldiers are sending down there, are they gonna like stop people from coming in, or do we really have a million people waiting? You got Haitians in Reynosa, you got Venezuelans in Juarez, you got people, they coming through the Darien Gap through Panama. We just had Real Anthony Agüero on the show like last week or 2 weeks ago, sorry, because you know I'll be falling off with my episodes, but we trying to get it going. We trying to find a nice smooth system. But, like, these are the subjects Rob and I have been covering. Shout out to producer Big Rob. I'm going to send him this file, and he's going to extract the audio, and it's going to be on Spotify and Apple, and you know what I'm talking about? We locked in. But these are the subjects we've been trying to cover. Like, what things should concern us? Like, these after-school satanic clubs at the school. Satan. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't necessarily have to get distracted by the shiny objects, you know, of the Met Gala. Jared Leto andaba vestido de un gato. He's a furry. Ahora he identifies as feline, el carnal. Déjalo. That's how he feels. That's how he identifies. In his trailer, le pusieron leche. No manches, carnal. Like, what's... It's like all those just culture war distractions. And we got to be more concerned with, like... So the Navy having a hard time recruiting sailors. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I love the armed forces. I respect the armed forces because, I mean, bro, without a strong military, you really ain't got no country, because then it's just a matter of time till they just plunk you and try to take your resources or, you know, God knows what else. And obviously, we're witnessing unrestricted war. It's a whole different type. This is a whole nother type of warfare where you don't even be knowing you at war. Like, you be watching your news, not even knowing it's propaganda, bro. Like, it's getting so crazy with the headlines. And we're going to go through some. I'm just setting it all up in case this is your first time tuning in.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Like, sometimes, man, you just be watching the news, bro, and you'll hear, like, some of these names gonna trigger people, right? Like, you just be noticing stuff. It don't necessarily gotta be like, oh, Andrew Tate had called out the Matrix and he was exposing how Vice News, you know, was trying to do a hit piece. And, you know, I'm familiar with those. The minute you step out of the herd, they start hitting you with them hit pieces, you know, people that used to be down with you. But hey, it is what it is. But you start noticing, like, even if you might even, again, it could just be stuff you notice on your own, or you start to reframe things, and it's all about perception anyway. Like, the minute you step out of a news bubble, like, the minute you start to be like, hold on, so these PragerU people, so what's these videos, what are they talking about? Like, click one. Like, the minute you start to kind of like, so who is Turning Point, and what this... Hold on, so Matt Walsh, so is he, I heard he was a transphobe, racist bigot. Is that not what, you know what I mean? Because so many people believe, like, oh, Joe Rogan, ain't he the one that said the N-word 55 times in a compilation and was eating the horse paste, and Jimmy Kimmel made a joke, and then everybody laughed, and then SNL made fun of him, and then everybody laughed, and once you start peeping, like, wait a minute, Big Pharma was trying to put a hit, let me watch what I say, this on YouTube. Big Pharma was trying to discredit certain medications, and I gotta watch what I say, but you know what I'm talking about? The ones Joe Rogan took. The ones you can go to Reynosa right now, Big Dot, and you ain't gotta wait. You ain't gotta be all like over here, pinche televisit. Well, do you think it's COVID? Pues ya me hice el test, carnal. Well, we don't know if you can come in. Maybe you could zoom in. I don't know. Well, hey, so what's up with that ivermectin? No, esa no, carnal, because it's too affordable and the patent's expired and ain't nobody gonna make royalty money off of it. Once you start peeping like how the media was in cahoots, come on, dog. Once upon a time, there was an orange man who told us that the news was fake and no one believed him. And then all the stuff that coming out with the Brandon family. All the stuff that was already in the laptop, like all the countries, all the deals, all the pay-for-play politics, all the, hey man, if you cut the check, if your country want to sponsor me, that's basically how they look at it. They're influence peddling. Like they had the son going to all these countries, doing all these deals, being on the board of this, of the Burisma, they hitting up Ukraine, they over here with China, they got these little LLC shell corporation things where all of a sudden they get a big deposit and, oh, they over here dabbling in real estate, air quotes. And, you know, they're getting backing from all these like shady oligarchs and spies. They over here kicking it with the spies, bro. Like, hey, you're going to make this type of policy for me. It's going to benefit, you know, it's going to line my pockets. It's going to line your pockets. Basically bribery. Bro, they've been on about this. And then when you come to find out, like, wait, the media purposely ran with a fake letter talking about, now 51X intelligence people said all that is Russian disinformation. They hit them with the Russia, Russia, Russia. And right there in the middle of debates, Trumpitas tried to bring it up like it was his ace in the hole. He was like, and what about the laptop, Joe? After he finished hitting him with the, who built the cages, Joe? Now look at the border. Are you going to build a wall now? Isn't that racist when Democrats do it? Bro, in the middle of them debates, they couldn't even talk about it. The American people couldn't do their due diligence. They had no idea. And elections have consequences. And now here we are. It's going to pop off. Vladimir Putin used the N-word. And it's not the one you think. They talking about nuking each other. They talking about supposedly Ukraine tried to assassinate el Vladimir Putin. Boy, things have escalated quickly. It's like, damn, bro, it all started when that little bug started circulating, when that little bug leaked. And a lot of people, many people were saying, perhaps it's from the lab. And they were like, that's Asian hate. That's race. You over there using race. And he's like, maybe we should shut down the flights until we figure out what's going on. They're like, oh, clearly. St. Fauci was like, clearly, we don't have to do that. No, that's ridiculous. And they're like, maybe it came from the lab. Maybe we need to stop the flights and see what's going on. Maybe this is a, you know, can I say bioweapon on here? You know how to act. You mess around, lose your whole channel, big dot. That's why we need y'all behind that paywall, man. We need y'all over here where it's jumping on the Patreon, on the Discord, like all the real... Like, for real deal, soldado, the TIA, the Tamil Intelligence Agency, they standing by. Got it jumping in the Discord. Super jumping in the Discord. They're not too open to some things, though. Like, 99% of the people in the Discord, no offense. Like, if you post on there saying, like, hey, this is what comedian Owen Benjamin had to say about what he thinks is coming down the path and how people may want to... You know, mentally, spiritually prepare. And I haven't looked at the comments, but I'm pretty sure they're going to say, nah, bro, he mentioned something about the earth not necessarily being round, like towards the beginning. So I had to shut it off. And I mean, you know, I don't really have a dog in the fight. I just trip out on how like people react to that whole idea. It's like, whoa, I know the Challenger. I know there's rumors about what happened with the Challenger. And I know there's a lot of speculation about, you know, have we really gone to space? You know, what is space like? Have we, you know, what was up with that moon landing and all this type of stuff? But to me, the possibility that Some folks have been so indoctrinated to where, like, they literally can't muster the open-mindedness to be like, all right, I'm gonna watch one of these things, and at least figure out, like, okay, what are they saying? What's their arguments? Like, what's their proof? Or what are they asking? What questions or what data? What all are they compiling in these air quote arguments? You know, indoctrination is real, man. Like, even aside from that, like, you know, for example, I mean, there's some stuff we can't talk about on here about, like, what really happened when them towers. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of speculation and a lot of stuff that's kind of like buried in the internet. Like, y'all conspiracy now. Y'all over there saying, hey now, y'all asking too many questions. Y'all over there being, you got your tinfoil hat. You look like you got your tinfoil hat because you over here talking about, like, well, how much fuel would it take to melt the beams? And how would beams melt if they were? Can planes do that? And is it possible that perhaps, maybe, and what files, when, and why that building? Some of that stuff to a lot of people is, like, off limits, which is an example of, like, maybe through the trauma of watching it on TV, something so impactful, at the same time, is like group trauma, and there is a narrative, and perhaps maybe you kind of being indoctrinated and you not hearing the arguments from the other side. So there's a dude, here he is. I follow him on Twitter. His Twitter page is X Van Fleet. And I believe his name is She Van Fleet, like X-I Van Fleet. And bro, he escaped, he escaped China, basically. I know the algorithm tripping, like, hey, watch what you're saying. But, you know, the folks, the people that, you know, the powers that be, can we say that? He kind of started peeping game. Like, he's like, bro, we didn't have access to full open internet. It was our firewall in, like, state, like, all media was, like, state sponsored, state approved. And up until recently, I didn't really think America was like that. But yeah, man, you got really rich people with certain interests and agendas who own and control the media. Is that a stretch? Can we say that? And then you start to hear stuff about, like, wait, was Vice just a propaganda machine? Like, wait, so Twitter didn't make a profit? Like, whoa, who's funding? You start looking at some of these outlets, like, bro, I used to watch that channel, and I used to, like, I didn't know they was letting feds get up in there and read your DMs, you know what I mean? How many feds worked over there at Twitter? Some of this information, bro, because there's so much, some of this info. Some people, man, I just be trying to think, like, okay, how would you spoon feed some of this stuff? But because it's like trying to take information out of a fire hydrant. Like, espérate, carnal, you talked about the border, the Darien Gap, y lo de repente que big tech, now you're telling me the indoctrination and news bubbles where you don't really hear the other sides of the arguments. So this gentleman, She Van Fleet, said that he didn't know he was indoctrinated when he was growing up until news angles, news stories, and information and other arguments and more of a discourse, of more of a idea debate. And not until those ideas started to creep in into some circles started going through the firewall, basically. BBC from England, like different news things from different countries, different perspectives, right? How you get to see other people's propaganda sometimes easier than you can see your own. But he tweets really cool stuff. I retweeted this one where it's basically a clip from Elon Musk in an interview with Bill Maher. Now, I want to get a system set up to where I could do like Officer Tatum style commentary where you can press a button. Boop. I don't know. I got a Stream Deck thing over here. We got cameras, lights, but We want to get it set up to where I can press a little button and boop, it pops up. But hey, thank y'all for the support. If y'all want us to continue growing, hit up patreon.com/redpillthemiles. And of course, shout out to all the sponsors, man. So this is a clip, Elon Musk on Bill Maher. And they're talking about, like, where did the woke mind virus come from? Bill Maher and Elon Musk both wondered about this. And Elon kind of gives his take. And they're just saying how it's kind of like, I guess, Marxism. Like a different version of Marxism to help bring down the West, basically. So Marxism was, like, I guess, created in Europe. And then in China, they started kind of, I guess during Mao's, like, Cultural Revolution, they started applying some of those divisive tactics. All right, here go a tweet from my page. It's basically like a meme where you have a line of people. You have two booths, right? Like two little, like, tables with little signs. So one is Ukraine, one is Sudan. And they're both asking for support. The Ukraine table has a long line of people with flags on their chest. So this represents countries. So you got, like, Germany, the U.S., Japan, Australia, Canada, France.
If you're in business, you probably have a website. But can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's Pear.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Looks like Great Britain, like Sweden, a whole bunch of countries, man. Some of these flags, man, they didn't draw them that well. Either that or I'm not good at knowing all the flags. But it's funny because the Ukraine's booth has this long line of support. And then Sudan, nothing. Like, stuff be going on in other parts of the world. But it just so happens that, you know, It's an interesting little border dispute they got going on over there that they've been having for thousands of years, Ukraine and Russia. Maybe I shouldn't have wore this little chain with this mic, so I apologize. So I retweeted and I put, how do we know Sean Penn and Jimmy Kimmel aren't on a plane right now? Meaning, how do we know Hollywood isn't gonna try to grift up off of Sudan and what they have going on? Like, I guess none of our politicians are laundering money through there. I guess no politician's kids is on the board of directors of the oligarchy, of these oligarch-owned companies. I guess they ain't getting no shmoney in Sudan, so ain't no support. Ain't no need to send Sean Penn. Ain't no, the same dude that got Chapo caught up. Ain't no need to have Jimmy Kimmel and all them over there, or some, like, woke country singer. No mames, carnal. But, you know, all this stuff is interesting to me, and I guess to whoever's listening to this, But I feel like, you know, most raza, man, a lot, not maybe not most, a lot. A lot of people that be commenting on my TikTok, man, they be on some like you just be doing a funny skit about Canelo or something, or a voiceover, or Theo who is giving relationship advice, or just some random content, something where you just overworked and underpaid type of content. And they'll just hop on there randomly, like it'll be like an old rap, like a little throwback Thursday. Sound like my wife came back with the baby? Okay, I'm about to get a medical update after this. But, boy, these walls are thin. Or my wife, she talks loud. What the hell was I talking about? That's mainly why you need a producer, right? So when you got too much THC in your system and your memory bank be out of whack. I totally forgot what the hell I was talking about. I had a little Brandon moment. It was on the tip of my tongue, but the doorbell rang and all that. Here's a powerful thing I retweeted from the homie Steve Mudflap McGrew, very funny comedian, and he be on his red pill stuff. Oh, this is what I remember now. I might be doing a rap on my TikTok, Throwback Thursday, me rapping on, hey, wait, wait, hey, wait, wait, hey, wait, wait, hey, wait, wait, you know, just rapping some old school stuff in one of my mixtapes. And then somebody will just bust out their little keyboard with their private page and just be like, orale vendido, like, we're not going to forget, you're a traitor to your people and all this. And I'm just like, bro, the whole world is in shambles. Everybody has realized and they were sold a bill of goods that didn't pan out. A dog that wouldn't hunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, they told y'all it was finna be unity and building back better and no more mean tweets. And I don't know how, like, people on the left, Democrats, Raza, people that voted for them, I don't know if they are starting to kind of, like, feel like, bro, this ain't really what I thought he was going to be way more energetic. I didn't know he's going to be this sleepy. Like, just, I just think to myself, like, do the Democrats have that much of a stronghold on Latinos? Like, do leftists have that much of a stronghold on the Latin zeitgeist, the Latino mind, to where they pushing a bunch of goofy stuff? And you don't have to agree with a lot of stuff, this Republican Party, this rhinos, and it's all kind of America last, just little, you know, they got their little traitors too, and all of them ain't 100. I mean, even Fox News, we've been telling y'all, Fox News is full of it. Like, it's the Rupert Murdoch and them, they anti-MAGA. Every time Trump got a rally, they don't want to cover it. You know what I'm saying? Like, no mames, carnal. Like, you're not allowed to, they over there in cahoots with the machines. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really be on there spitting the real. Like, hey, man, why we can't do paper count? Anyway, I know I'm saying too much. But, hey, if you want super access, when we get enough patrons, we down to just do a whole bunch of everything. But we need y'all support, man. Hit us up, patreon.com/redpilltamales. So there's people that will get their keyboard out with their private account and hop on my TikTok and just be like, orale vendido. And it's like, bro, the whole world is in shambles, bro. Like, you not, like, I can't even reply to you and be like, hey, man, enjoy your world war. Enjoy your inflation. You got a banking crisis. Your border super overrun. They sending troops down there to go help do paperwork. Like, all those people, they gonna need a place to live, bro. They gonna need to go to school somewhere. Like, they gonna, you know, they might need medical services and they might need to get on their feet. They might need some welfare and some social programs. It's like, oh, we got veterans. What's up with these homeless people? We got a drug issue. We gotta, like, we sending too much money. Like, what's really going on? And I just don't know if people are, like, really starting to peep game, like, bueno, sabes que, hey, sabes que, fool, I don't like Trump, but hey, you know, I'm not mad at you because you voted that way. Like, when will we get to that point? Like, man, I can't stand Trump, how he talks, and I don't agree with a lot of his stuff, but I see how a lot of y'all support him. Or I kind of see how now the news was just trying to make him the Hitler of the month. Like they doing Tucker Carlson right now. They trying to make him the Trump of the month. You know what I mean? Like, puro hit piece. At what point, let me know in the comments, what's your prediction? At what point will Latinos get to the point where they'll be able to, like, acknowledge and just be like, all right, dog, like, look, bro, I know Brandon and Kamala, man, I know they had good intentions, you know, and I still rock with them, bro. I still rock with the Dems, bro. But, like, for real, though, like, they kind of need to do something about this economy, or, like, what's up with this gas price, or whatever it may be. Since the beginning, since these people got in, they just been, in my opinion, just dropping the ball on a lot of stuff. More worried about optics. They're more worried about, like, scandal and, like, make sure the cameras don't show buku Haitians in Del Rio up under a bridge. You know what I mean? Like, they literally got kids in cages. They done lost 100,000 kids. And all these Latino Hollywood people, all these Despacitos and Eva Longoria's. And first of all, J-Lo was doing a whole protest in her Super Bowl halftime. And I get it. Most artists tend to rock with the left. We just, for whatever reason, we think it's more punk rock. We think it's more rebellious and, you know, we want to stick it to the establishment. And then people over there, they just got their little loafers and they at the country club and they don't care about the people. And we from the Bronx and all this type of stuff. So J-Lo, she wanted to literally put some of her, I don't know if they had to be kids or what, but like backup dancers and extras in cages in the middle of the Super Bowl halftime show to protest against Donald Trump, air quotes, and his fascist, you know, concentration camp. They got the kids in the cages and they over there with AOC crying, doing photo shoots. Now you got 100,000 kids lost, buku kids in cages. You got a whole bunch of grown-ass men, military-age men. They catching them in camouflage. They catching them with carpet shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them got backpacks with that gnaw, that fentanyl. It's like an opium war. The way all these Americans are dying, just kids who want to try a pill for the first time, somebody who thought they were doing cocaine, but it had fentanyl in it. I mean, it's super destructive, bro. They dropping the ball. It looked like everything they do is just the opposite of what the hell you're supposed to be doing. It's like super America last. They want you to a fuerzas a huevo. You gotta get an electric vehicle, but not a Tesla, because he bought Twitter. Now there's a rise in hate speech. And it's like, dog, what y'all doing over there, bro? I don't know if y'all feel me, but please give us some feedback, because sometimes you just feel like, all right, I just got to focus on my business, bro. Like, let me get back on these raps and, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everybody from the Thea being patient with, like, the transition of, hey, I got to make this, like, this political commentary stuff I be doing, like, it takes up time. I know y'all done heard me talk about this shit ad nauseum, and I appreciate y'all's support. Like, I'm not trying to preach to the choir, and also shout out to the sponsors. But it's like, you know, we're just trying to figure out a way to really, you know, wake people up and really have these type of conversations. Like, we're really sticking our neck out. Like, y'all don't even know the behind the scenes, but, like, I've lost a lot of friends over this type of shit, business affiliates and acquaintances. There are literally managers at comedy clubs with an agenda that want to be activists. And I ain't got to say too much else. But they will literally take it upon themselves and wage economic warfare on certain artists and not really believe in humor and actual free speech. They over here trying to have an agenda and picking and choosing, and all of a sudden you ain't in the in club no more. So, hey, all that will be revealed when the time is right. The truth shall set you free. But yeah, that's very unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate. We're just trying to get it to the point where more people are open-minded to stuff, because it's impactful stuff. It's going to affect everybody. Like, war, our country at war, that's going to affect people. If China takes Taiwan, where all the microchips are made, that's going to affect our economy. That's going to affect a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Stuff going to be on back order. I mean, if these politicians over here keep trying to do this little Green New Deal type of stuff, where they're like, they're more worried about gas stoves and they swear windmills are super efficient and, oh, it's the solar panels and you know, it's these electric car batteries. And it's like all this stuff get made somewhere else. That's just jobs for someone else. They just trying to sound cool and get votes. Meanwhile, we the ones finna be looking like Venezuela, like brownouts and our damn electricity grid. You know, we need to update that shit and quit trying to be so damn green and woke with this fake junk science, this pseudoscience, this propaganda of like, you're eating too much beef and you're not eating enough crickets. And that's why we got, you know, methane in the air. And that's why you ain't heard it's a global freezing. It's climate change. No, it's the ozone layer. No. It's like, come on, dog. Shout out to this cat right here, man. Shaney Rich on Twitter. SHANEYYRICCH. Man, he'd be like interviewing people, man on the street style, and asking people like, if she's a 10, but you know, she's trans female. And they're all like, nah, man, we could, you know, I wouldn't do that. Okay, what if they call you a bigot? Cause you ain't down with that. And they're like, hell nah. Or they'll be like, hey man, Trump or Biden? And they'd be like, man, Trump, dog. Like people in the hood. This chick right here, she looked like straight out the City Girls. Lashes did, hair did. She out there spring breaking it up in Florida. And she's just like, Brandon is lacking, like spitting the truth. The media, just because the media hides this type of stuff and they just want to make you feel shame because you ain't went and did what they commanding you to do and you ain't took your medicine and you not supporting the regime. They hide all that. They just try to make it seem like, oh, these MAGA people are extremists and it's a minority of them and it's these Christian or right-wing people and it's they a minority, but we just gotta hush them up a little bit. We just gotta deplatform them. We just gotta shadow ban them. We just gotta ostracize them. We just gotta, you know, look down on them. We just gotta shame them. So y'all just be on the, you know, be on the lookout, man. Don't fall for the okie doke. Don't let none of these false idol celebrities just be like, and shame on you because you have not taken your medicine. Shame on you. Start sounding like Caitlyn Jenner. But anyway, I appreciate the love, man. We're going to be at the House of Blues June 16th. House of Blues. Let's sell it out. House of Blues June 16th. I'm thinking I might even put some posters up around town, man. Put it in their face. We're going to pack it out. It's going to be fun. I'll let y'all know where the after party going to be. House of Blues, June 16th. Also, Waco, May 20th. That's coming up. And then this weekend, May 6th, College Station with my boy Jesse Payton. We appreciate the love. Get your merch, man. Get your merch. ChingoTheMerch.com. ChingoTheMerch.com. We got some new items coming. I'll see you in a city near you. Get your tickets now. ChingoBling.com. You'll see all the tour dates, all the info. We appreciate the love on all the podcasts. Cafecito Time with Marisol and myself. Check out Her Lounge Podcast. That's Marisol's podcast. What Did He Said Podcast. We got my boy, hopefully, man, we get Donnie Houston to be on the show real soon. Obviously, my boy Javi Luna, he's like been co-hosting, man. He's been riding shotgun, making this a super fun podcast. So, much love, guys. I appreciate it. Let's get this podcast up and out. Let me know what y'all think. And we're going to keep it moving. Por favor, believe it. Sas.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.